Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 87. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we're here to talk about the video games we wish we were playing, maybe.
Mostly it's actually games that haven't come out yet that we may play when they do come out.
Yeah, it's just waiting for them to come out. Lots of waiting.
Well, I'll go ahead and start with the one game I actually am actively playing right now. I'm still playing Rage. I'm about 7 hours in right now. And there are some aesthetic things I really do like about the game. Anything that you can pick up or interact with usually glows. That way, even in the dark, kind of gritty environment that they give you, it's easy to see what you can pick up, which really helps draw attention to those items. And I've noticed my inventory system seems to be pretty unlimited. I have run into a few times where I've carried the maximum amount of bullets for a specific weapon I can, but I've never run into a thing I went to go pick up a random item to sell at the shop later, and it told me my inventory was full. It just added another line to my inventory screen. So that's been kind of nice. And I do enjoy the different ammunition types you get for your weapons. It kind of gives them a different flair. For example, I was in this one area that had a bunch of water, and there were these three guys standing in a pool of water that hadn't noticed me yet. So I loaded up my crossbow with an electricity bolt, shot it in the water, and took all three of them down in one shot. And then there was another time, again with the crossbow, I had knocked down a barrier wall that I couldn't get, that I needed to get through. Before I walked through it, I noticed there was a guy waiting in an ambush for me. So since I could just see his head, I managed to shoot his head with a dynamite crossbow bolt. And the exact words from his mouth were, "Oh shit, ah!" Boom. So that was rather entertaining. Yeah, the game, it seems to get better the further in I'm going. So hopefully I'll be done with it soon, and then I'll write an actual review, and then I can get started on Arkham City.
So I've been playing Civ 5, which is, you know, it's a lot of fun. This latest round I've been playing the Persians. So just, you know, not really doing really any sort of military, just almost dedicating everything to research and culture, basically. Trying to push things out as much as I can.
Are you friendly with your peeps?
I haven't... Well, this is the other thing, is I haven't met any of their other civs. I have this whole continent to myself. And then the little bits of, like, the, you know, shore ocean that I can get to have just been other city-states. And so I've been mostly funneling money to them to keep them at least friendly with me, and a few of them I have. Like, I make sure I keep the military one, actually,
Allied,
so that I get a free unit periodically. But, I am now researching, what is it, astronomy that lets you,
get into deep water.
Yeah, so I'm working on that now. I'm trying to push myself out.
I've been playing Civ 5 too. I just enjoy, like, starting off until I get about to the modern era, and then I lose interest because I just have way too many units and towns and everything, and so I start over. I just kind of been playing around with the advanced settings just to see what sort of different things I can do.
Okay. So, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, like, I'll honestly say I wasn't for most of the weekend.
Yeah, that wasn't me either.
BlizzCon was this weekend! Yeah, it's three games, of which I haven't heard anything on StarCraft, really, or I just haven't been paying attention. It's three games. They have an entire convention for three games. I still have a hard time wrapping my head around this. But they went ahead and announced the most recent World of Warcraft expansion, the one that people everywhere have been clamoring for excitedly, which it really doesn't make a lot of sense, the Pandarians in the expansion Mists of Pandaria. In this wonderful expansion, you get to play a Pandarian, and you get to play a race of Monk. So...
Yes. Class of Monk, not
Class
race.
Of Monk, sorry, not race.
What are the available races for Monk? Pandarians, Dwarves, basically everybody.
Hey, Pandarians are going to be both in the Alliance and the Horde.
There's someone missing, right? No?
Let's see. Yeah, everybody. Pandarians, Draenei, Dwarves, Gnomes, Humans, Night Elves, Blood Elves, Orcs, Taurens, Trolls, and Forsaken. Goblins are not in here, and Worgen are not in here. So Goblins and Worgen are the only races that will not be able to be
Monks.
Okay.
I don't know. I've always thought the Pandarians were more of just like a ha-ha sort of inside joke.
They were, originally.
And I'm just like...
People just like them.
You know, in all reality, the entire point of, well, even while they have a ha-ha joke, is something becomes popular enough, It's their game. They can do whatever the damn whatever they want with it.
I know, okay, but so it just feels cheap to me at this point. It feels like a big joke, like WoW has officially jumped the shark, and this is not making me excited or want to play WoW, considering we've been on a 6-month hiatus at this point.
Okay, so the looks like the monk is a hybrid healer DPS. I'm guessing.
Let's see.
Oh no, wait. That might.
Maybe they're a tank.
Yeah, hybrid tank healer.
Let's see. Armor, cloth, and leather. That doesn't make a lot of sense, though.
Fist weapons, one-handed axes, one-handed maces, one-handed swords, polearms, staves.
Let's see. You spin while kicking in the air, dealing physical damage every 1 second to all nearby enemies within 8 yards. That's the
movement speed spinning, is reduced.
Spinning crane kick. Then you got roll, which costs 50 chi, and you roll a short distance. Boy, not doing much on that attack. And then Statue of the Jade Serpent, which summons a statue at the target location. Anytime you deal damage, a nearby friendly target within 20 yards of the statue will be healed. You can have up to 3 Jade Dragon statues active at a time.
They're almost like a DPS healing class.
Let's see, monk healers bring harm. Yeah, maybe they are a DPS healer.
Well, it sounds like they're not there with, I mean, they might be without really direct heals. They might just have sort of things that are while they're doing
maybe
damage.
Maybe they're like shadow priests.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're speculating here. This is like the very brief summary of what they have here.
Yeah, and then I wonder if they have anything on what it actually means to be a Pandaren already. I just find it interesting that it's going to be one race in both the
Horde and Alliance. Yeah.
Let's see. Epicurean increases the stat benefit from food by 100% for a racial trait. That's actually really nice.
Cooking skill increased by 15.
Gourmand. Inner peace. Your rested experience bonus slices last twice as long. Gee, as long as it's not if leveling fast enough already. Bouncy! You take 50% less falling damage. I think they're making fun of their weight a bit. What do you think?
I think they're making fun of the gummy bears.
Quaking palm. You touch a secret pressure point on an enemy target, putting it to sleep for 3 seconds.
3 seconds is not very long.
But it could be long enough to get away.
Or disrupt something.
Yeah. Or disrupt something.
Yeah.
Just long enough.
I mean, it's only 2 global cooldowns. That's not, you know, that's not long enough to take out somebody else. So they can be monks, hunters, mages, priests, rogues, shaman, and warriors.
At least their list makes sense, other than mage, but I don't know. They don't seem magic-y to me. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. I just think it's kind of weird. Maybe I'm just wowed out. Maybe I am done with WoW. I'm just like...
Well, see, the thing about WoW that I still like, even though I haven't been playing it for a long time, is I enjoy their lore. So as long as they have good lore on these guys, I'll probably accept it. Or who knows, maybe I'll even play it again. And I played Rift. Rift didn't really scratch that itch enough for me. But I'm really looking forward to Star Wars Galaxy, to Star Wars The Old Republic. That's the one I'm really looking forward to right now as far as MMOs go. And then Diablo 3, the Collector's Edition, has been announced, and there's now a total of 3 ways to get this blasted game. You can just buy your regular, probably going to be $50 to $60 version.
I'm going to guess $60 for a Blizz game.
Yeah.
$60, typically. And then we got our Collector's Edition, which they haven't said how much it is or a release date, but based on the rest of the Collector's Edition, I'm guessing $80. And it comes with a Diablo skull and a 4GB soul stone, 4GB USB soul stone. So basically, it looks like the thing just plugs directly into his head as a base.
It has Diablo 2 on it as well, doesn't it?
Diablo 2 and the expansion. So in the event that you didn't already own this game, which, raise of hands on who doesn't own it, insert cricket sound effect here.
Is it fair if I say I can't find my CD key?
You still owned it, though.
Yeah, did own it. But yeah.
So I'm going to insert the cricket sound effect there, if I can find it. Exclusive in-game content. So you can have some aesthetic stuff for your Diablo 3 characters, such as glowing angel wings. So 3/4 of the entire planet is going to have these glowing angel wings when they create their characters.
It's not going to be very unique anymore, is it?
No. A fetish shaman pet for World of Warcraft players, and StarCraft II Battle.net portraits. Really? That's all they get? Battle.net portraits? They get a portrait. Whee! Picture.
Well, I'm like, what else are you going to put in StarCraft 2? Here, have this exclusive unit.
Decals for the units.
Oh, there's decals.
And then
how's anyone going to be able to see that?
I don't know. They actually are decals for the units, though.
I'm not big on I don't mind playing StarCraft. I'm just not into it as much as I am, like, Diablo and Warcraft.
And then there's the usual behind-the-scenes DVD, the art book, and a soundtrack.
I'm most excited about I like the art books, but that's just the artist in me talking about that, but I don't want to pay extra just for the art book.
Well, there's two of you, so you'll eventually get two copies anyways. So one of you can get the whatchamacallit, and the other person can do the third way of getting it, the 12-month subscription to, if you guarantee a 12-month subscription to WoW, and you already currently have a copy of it and everything, they'll give you Diablo 3 for free when it comes out, so you can immediately download it from Battle.net the moment it's released, if you've guaranteed to Blizzard that you will pay 12 months of World of Warcraft at a 12-month monthly subscription.
Yeah, we can't do the whole 6-month thing, which is, I'm just like, ugh.
No, ideally what you're going to do is you're going to do the 6 months, then you'll promise them the 12 months. That way your 6 months is added to the 12 months you already said you'll pay, then you'll go ahead and get the, then you just pay the other 6 months at the monthly rate. That's the cheapest way you could do it.
Yeah.
And they also said, say you do the 12 months guarantee and then you buy the collector's edition, once you connect the collector's edition to your battle.net account, they'll give you 4 months of WoW.
For free.
I
guess they're really trying to keep you playing WoW and such.
Which makes sense. The game's going to be, what, 7 years soon?
Didn't it just have its... Oh, no, November. Is it November, its 7-year anniversary?
I think so.
Yeah, because it came out in 2004. Yeah, I do remember that.
November 23rd, 2004.
No, we're almost on.
Yeah, it's going to be its 7th anniversary this November. That game has actually done really well for itself, given its age, because I dare you to tell me another game that's played by several million people that's 7 years old.
It's not actually, a Blizzard title.
Do I have to count Counter-Strike?
I don't think there's millions of people playing that anymore.
I know there's still that dedicated base.
And with 11.1 million people still playing it, well, I do say that at times it's become way too easy. I mean, it's become way too simple to get things done. At the same time, that's brilliance in their game design because they've made it the most accessible MMO on the market. While it's annoying that there's nothing difficult about it, there's no barrier for people to join in.
Yeah, I guess it's trying to, you know, get people more access to the medium. If you want it to be taken more seriously, you got to appeal to a larger range of people. But I guess my thing is just like thinking about it, I don't feel excited about the expansion. I don't hate it. I'm not going to say, oh, stupid expansion. I just don't care. I've never been really interested in the Pandarians as a race to play ever. And I don't know. I just think back of, you know, when I had the most fun, and I think it was back when it was Vanilla and Burning Crusade. I think that's when I had the most fun. I think that's when the class that I played, at least as Paladin, I really liked the mechanics at the time that Burning Crusade came out. I had a lot of fun. And I think part of it is, maybe it was, yeah, a little bit more challenging, because it had a little bit more of an, you know, higher bar for entry. But I think it was more of the limitations of things. It wasn't overly expanded. Because it gets to a point when you just have a lot of bloat. Mm-hmm. You just have a lot of stuff, and it's like, you have all these options and all these things, and after a while you're just like, starting over again, I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed. It's like, I have to get my cooking skill up, but you have to do all these steps before that, and it feels disjointed because you're trying to rush so fast to get to that point of, like, in-game, like, the last 10 to 5 levels.
I'll say, the cooking skill thing, they've actually found kind of a way around it, at least, with the daily quests for cooking and fishing that are in the cities.
Yeah.
That you can do regardless of level. That kind of helps you. It's not as fast as going and doing it the hard way or to waiting for Thanksgiving. At least they have made it slightly easier by giving you 1 to 2 points just by doing a quest.
Yeah. I know there's stuff like that to kind of help with things, but it just kind of, I don't know, loses the flavor of context. Like before, you would kind of do it because it made sense, and you kind of grew with your character. Now it's just kind of like everything just feels accessory.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what I'm hoping. The talent system right now, there's not a whole lot of unique individuality between builds anymore. I'm kind of hoping that they're redoing the talent system again.
They are redoing it again?
Yes, they're redoing it again. They redo it every time. Every time there's a new talent system. So maybe this one will have more options again. Or maybe this time they'll just give us like 3 sets. It's like, okay, you spend 1 point here, 1 point here, 1 point here, you're done. Really, people? That's not what I want. And then, if you like Pokemon, You can now let your vanity pets battle each other. Yep, you can train them, teach them attacks. It's basically Pokemon for your vanity with your vanity pets now.
In World of Warcraft.
So if they didn't have
this is more things that we need. Are we having ladders and competitions now? Say my vanity pet is the best out of everybody in like this, you know, server.
Well, like, could you imagine having the pet bombling fight the de-weaponized mechanical companion? Is he still de-weaponized if you teach him how to attack? Is that name now completely a lie?
If you're naming pets that I don't even know about anymore.
The de-weaponized mechanical companion is basically a robot bunny.
When do you get the robot bunny?
It's an engineering item.
Which expansion?
Cataclysm.
Okay. Yeah.
My mage has one.
My cousin and her boyfriend are still way into WoW, apparently. She's been doing the Halloween quest and got some sort of little black cat that has a black witch's hat or something.
Nice.
Is that like a...
I haven't.
I have no idea either.
It probably drops from the updated quests because, like in the past, the Headless Horseman would set different towns on fire, but some of the towns he would set on fire aren't there anymore.
What ones aren't there anymore?
How did they... Or maybe it's not that they're not there. I know there was some way that something was missing that they couldn't do it anymore. Maybe it was the way Brill was designed. They can't really burn down Brill when it's all made out of stone now.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brill got the more...
But that was their last year already, right?
No, they did that after the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, it was like a couple... It was Cataclysm didn't come out till late November,
well,
early
they introduced
December.
The new talents, but the world did not change that much until November, I think.
Yeah, because I remember signing back up and looking for all the rifts.
Yeah.
Because the world hadn't separated yet. It hadn't gone boom. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they probably had to change that because there's nothing for him to burn down.
And at the very least, I'll sign up again to start playing before the expansion comes out because I enjoy their in-game events when they get ready to do a big change like that.
I just don't want to pay for the privilege of doing it right now.
Yeah.
I have other things I have to pay for. Yay, home ownership!
So let's see. That was a lot of the big stuff that I can remember wanting to talk about was all Blizzard-related.
Yeah, because BlizzCon, I for some reason thought it was in August. And August is way gone by now. I don't know why I always think it's August and not October.
Apparently they have something in the new expansion for it called Challenge Modes. Apparently you are timed going through dungeons now, and you get different rewards based on your timing.
I guess that helps people who can just go through, you know, a dungeon in 15 minutes flat, a.k.a. my brother.
Let's see. The rewards for delivering top challenge mode 3 times will be mostly cosmetic items. There will be rewards such as an awe-inspiring new armor art, which, yeah, you can basically change how your armor looks now to look like old stuff if you've ever had it. Or if you have it, you can make it look like something else.
Well, that's kind of cool, but...
So, like, people who really liked the Tier 1 armor sets can make their Tier 12 look like a Tier 1.
Yay, we can skip all the crazy designs!
Yes!
Like, the poor hunters. Poor hunters.
I heard you like eyeballs, so I put some eyeballs in your eyeballs on your armor.
With heads and tusks. Yeah.
No, the eyeballs one was the creepy one.
What about the Murloc one, or at least the scaly one that's come out for this last one? I didn't think that one looked very appealing. And I totally skipped over the Paladin Bright set, so...
So yeah, I know they had to have talked a lot more about BlizzCon, but I don't know if I care that much.
I'm not interested in StarCraft. I don't hate StarCraft, it's just not my thing.
You think they would have talked about something about Heart of the Swarm or something?
You think they would have maybe mentioned, you know, their new IP that they're supposed to be working on?
Titan has... They said they weren't talking anything about Titan until next year.
So that's its code name, Titan?
Code name Titan. Looks like they did a expansion preview on Heart of the Swarm.
At least that's something. Considering there's going to be 2 years between releases, apparently.
So it looks like they probably talked about balance issues. Balance issues. Everybody always has issues with balance.
This team is one thing has, you know, does 5 more DPS per second. Is that fair?
But still no release date on it, so yeah, don't care. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Diablo 3 whenever it comes out.
It'll come out someday. You know, I'm actually kind of glad it's not coming out till next year, because I have too much to do this year.
I have Zelda. I mean, I have some other things I would like a couple room factories and whatnot, but it's not stuff that I need to have. I just need to have Zelda. Zelda's the only need.
Well, for me, it's like, I want to play Batman Arkham City after I'm done playing Rage. I'm going to want to play The Scrolls of Morrowind.
Skyrim.
I've already pre-ordered Zelda. It's the one of two games I have pre-ordered right now. And after Zelda, I have Star Wars The Old Republic. And then in March, I have
Mass Effect 3.
Does Old Republic have a release date?
December 20th.
Yeah, like right before Christmas. Like literally right before Christmas.
Which you have to wonder, this is either insanity because why the heck are there, people aren't going to be there really to play right after release date. Or genius, people aren't going to be there to play right after release date so they have time to work their servers into it. People are going to be traveling and visiting family. They won't necessarily be at home to crash the servers.
Unless they all take their laptops with them.
Except for me, I'll be home to crash the server. My birthday's like 3 days after it comes out, so I know what I'm spending, you know, the moment I get home doing.
See what your birthday money's going on. I guess I'm just looking forward to Zelda. I'm excited about this Zelda. If you read my previous press release, I am excited about it. I just don't want to know everything about it yet. I like to be surprised before I play.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to dodge spoilers.
This is, I feel like, almost the thing I've done with Old Republic kind of unintentionally. You know, it's just like, oh, I haven't, you know, really followed anything about it. It's like now I'm like, it's really close. I guess I'll buy it. I'll give it a try. It's, I don't know.
I would love to
talk. I know very little about it, except that it's set in, you know, KOTOR period, basically. So.
I'd love to talk about about the beta more, but I can't.
Damn you, EA!
Oh, did you get in?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks ago. I did a beta weekend.
Oh. Non-disclosure agreement?
NDA. Can't talk about it. So, yeah.
Are you allowed to say whether or not it's fun?
Well, I can tell you that from E3. It was fun at E3.
Yeah, it was pretty fun at E3. I mean, I enjoyed playing it, but I'm not... I guess I'm just a little still MMO'd out. I'm just not ready to jump into that fray again.
Well, that's really all I really have to talk about. How about you guys?
Well, we've been watching anime. We finally finished all School Rumble, if we didn't mention that last time. Yeah. It's really fun. It just has no conclusion like so much anime, but mostly because it got cut off. There was supposed to be a third season... didn't happen, so they did two OVAs, but they haven't been picked up and released in the United States yet, so we have no idea how it officially ends, but Proteus is going through reading the manga.
Yeah, public library.
Go library, so we don't have to buy them all. If we did, because that would be $220 before tax, so...
Well, you guys could get them for free otherwise, it's just not necessarily legal.
I don't know how to go about doing that, so I don't do it. I'd rather, you know, support... not, you know, take. And we started watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which we know is a couple years behind on this. But that's because we were living in New Zealand when it first came out, and yeah. Man, they're condensing things. Or it feels like they're going through things really fast in comparison to the other series, but apparently this is more loyal to the manga. And I read part of the manga, but I can't remember things, so.
On the other hand, it's kind of funny going through and having already seen the other series, you know, the original Full Metal Alchemist series, and watching this one, it's like, you know, at least like the first 13 episodes is definitely pretty much the same plot, you know, very closely. And so it's like, you know, all of these things, like with Xiao Tucker and with other people, and I don't know. It's just kind of weird to watch it, knowing basically everything about it already. And then still dreading the Tucker episode.
That and Hughes' episode. Yeah. But we're having fun watching it.
Cool.
Still high production values. In fact, it looks shinier than the other one. And that's, you know, quite a feat, because the first one was pretty shiny itself.
Yeah, but this one does have sometimes a bit more of the anime tropes in it, feels like, you know.
Yeah, it feels like the one that's comedic, it goes into the sort of chibi, super simplified forms and such. So, yeah, totally get what you mean.
Awesome.
But other than that, not much other playing. Other than I'm cleaning up an Atari system. And some 60-some-odd games. Whee!
Making them all respectable-looking?
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to test to make sure they all work. Last I tested them, they all worked but one. And that's pretty good, considering the system is starting to reach 30 years old.
Woohoo! They just don't make them like they used to.
No.
30 years old, my Xbox red-ringed after a couple years.
There's something for cartridge systems and fewer internal parts.
There's no moving parts. except for some of them have fans. But that doesn't really count.
I don't think these ones have fans. There's no... Well, maybe they do. There's... I guess there's the port, like, you know...
Yeah.
Slots for air movement, but...
Yeah, no moving parts. Because it's just the chips, you know, connecting, basically.
There's something about a cartridge, you know, it just is so appealing.
Yeah.
So we'll report back later after we have my retro game party, so...
We'll let you know how it went. And if you should try a similar party yourselves.
What to expect. Still need to write about that journey game.
Well, in the meantime, I guess that's all we really have today. I wanted to thank our first 100-plus Facebook fans for getting us triple digits in our fans. Thank
Hooray!
You.
Hey! You should check out our website. We post nifty links from the Facebook page back to our website. So check out our articles and other things. Comment. Opinions.
Yep, we welcome it all, as long as it's not spam, at thegameslave.com. You can also check out our Spreadshirt store, which has some long-sleeve shirts, and I'll soon be getting some women's shirts up there for the female crowd. Because it's unfair that, you know, it's always just usually male shirts out there.
Yes.
So I'll get that fixed for you guys. In the meantime, feel free to either comment on anything on the site, or if you have a general thing, you can mail it to us at mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, have a great week. And game on.
Game on.
Game on.